I'm Jerry White, and I'm the Executive Director of the Kansas Corn Commission and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
Jerry, we are talking because the very first gallons of E15, 15% ethanol fuel, the winner is Kansas, in the state that gets the first gallon sold. And tell us about how it happened, where it's being sold there, and how really the Kansas corn growers were instrumental in helping this Kansas be the first state.
We're fortunate in the fact that we have a retailer who is very enthusiastic about ethanol in the East Kansas area of Kansas City suburbs and Lawrence and Ottawa. And we've worked with Scott Zaremba in the past, and so Scott was very aggressive in wanting to pursue E15 under the waiver, whereas I think a lot of retailers were maybe waiting till later in the fall to take a look at it. We were there when the last sticker was put on, and when Scott was ready to go, we wanted to be there to pump the first gallons into a non-flex fuel car under the waiver, and it was a good opportunity to work with Scott to do that.
Now, as you say, Scott is an enthusiastic supporter, and the first gallons of E15 are being pumped from a blender pump in Lawrence, Kansas, right?
Yes, and we've been a very strong supporter of the blender pump program with Scott in the past. And in fact, I guess I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing we helped support the installation of that blender pump that eventually became the delivery vehicle for the E15.
The thing about Scott, too, is that he's really rather influential, I guess, among retailers in the state of Kansas, isn't he?
Absolutely. I believe Scott currently serves as vice president of the Petroleum Marketers Association, will be president next year. He's a very enthusiastic spokesperson for, he markets under an earth-friendly fuels banner. And, he really does it right. He believes in it himself. He promotes it to his customers. It's just not another offering there. He wants his customers to understand the potential benefits from all the choices. And I think if you're going to say one thing about the Zaremba organization, it's that he believes that consumers should have more choices when it comes to fueling their vehicles.
Now, the first sales were kind of low-key, I guess, but you are, Scott, and you, the corn growers, are going to have more of a public ceremony next week to celebrate the first sales of E15. Tell us about that.
That activity is planned for the 18th. The site is fully functional at this point. We were there when the last sticker was put on and went ahead with the process. The activity next week is more geared at bringing more local attention and interest within the state with other retailers. Even though that's a public, more planned event, when Scott was ready to go, we wanted to be there to pump the first gallons into a non-flex fuel car under the waiver. And it was a good opportunity to work with Scott to do that.
What do you think, at this point, what do you think demand is going to be like in Kansas for E15?
It's probably a little bit early to forecast what the total demand is going to be, but just the opportunity to fuel a lot more vehicles than we had in the past. And actually, we're very fortunate to have a marketer like Scott Zaremba that can actually become a demonstration project, if you will, for the rest of the state to look at. We're fortunate. We have a Department of Weights and Measures that is very supportive once things to work out. We have a governor and Governor Brownback that's been a strong supporter of ethanol, back to the early days when he was our Secretary of Agriculture in the House and in the Senate, now back as governor. And so all these things help. If you don't have any one of those components in a marketer or the state regulatory or the administration that is supportive, then it all becomes a little more problematic, and we're fortunate that we have those in place in Kansas today.